I'm Nicole Walton, and on the line right now is Matthew Morgan, who will be running for the 1st Congressional District next year. Matt, thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me.
Could you give us a little bit of background on yourself?
Well, sure. I grew up in a rural Illinois farming community, blue-collar family. My dad worked highway construction. My mom was a public school teacher, and they taught me a lot about service, and so I was driven in many respects from a very early age to join the Marine Corps. I was commissioned in 1993 and then spent the next 20 years on active service as a Marine officer. I've spent the majority of my adult life in service, and I kind of thought that when I retired and took off the uniform that I was done, but over the past several years, I've felt compelled to move back into service, and after this last election, I saw an opportunity to perhaps do so.
Now, you were in the Marine Corps, and you are running as a Democrat, is that correct?
That's correct.
That seems to be an unusual pairing in a lot of people's minds.
Well, you know, many people think that, but you might be surprised. There's a lot of issues that within the U.S. military that align relatively well with the Democratic platform. I would also say that, you know, the post-9/11 combat veterans tend to see the world differently than the Cold Warriors, the generation before us. And so issues, social issues, and issues of things like healthcare are much easier to understand from a military perspective. I mean, you know, government healthcare is one example. I spent the last, 20 years of my life receiving government healthcare. And so I have a pretty strong perspective on what the government can do well within that realm.
So why are you running for the 1st District?
Well, this is my home, and I want to serve. And I think this is one of the best ways that I can serve right now, given my national security experience and what I've seen of the world. I think I have a pretty strong understanding and the opportunity to relate back to voters here in the UP and northern Michigan. One of the biggest things I've heard since I've been going out is that, you know, when you're working two jobs to put food on the table, you're tired of politicians telling you that the GDP is up and unemployment's down, interest rates are low, and the economy's good, because it's not good when you're one busted transmission away from a financial crisis.
What other issues would you focus on should you be elected?
Well, you know, the future of work and the future of jobs, I think, is an exceptionally important issue for the UP in northern Michigan. Republicans talk a lot about bringing jobs back, but the fact is the jobs they're talking about just aren't around anymore. We need to be leaning hard into workforce development and creating career pathways for our kids in schools so that we have the best trained workforce possible. And the second thing is infrastructure, and when I talk about that, it's about broadband internet penetration for those folks in the UP. I know that internet access is an issue, but for businesses, it's definitely an issue. If we don't have better broadband internet penetration, we're going to fail to attract businesses that create the kinds of future jobs that we need to build a strong economy here in northern Michigan and the UP.
How else do you think you as a congressman can make the UP better?
Well, what I hear about is kitchen table issues in the UP. It is issues about things like education for our kids, better opportunities and a better future for them. Child care, I know, is one of the big things. We have households in Michigan where mothers are spending 25% of their income on child care. That is a critical issue if we're going to continue to get Michigan, back to work.
Okay, Matt Morgan, you're running for the 1st Congressional District next year as a Democrat. You live in Traverse City. Thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thanks for your time, Nicole.